the hit music channel, Alice at 96.5, Bill and Connie in the morning. We're talking bracketology this morning as the NCAA tournament gets underway. What is the official day? Is it tomorrow night?
We have a game tonight, right?
We have a few games this evening, tomorrow, and then Thursday, it really kicks off.
Okay.
So these few games, what is it? Are these are the ones that are, these are the underdogs. These are the guys that are hoping to get something.
These are the playing games. These are the teams that just made it in. These are the teams that pushed Nevada out. We're going to see if they really deserve to be in the tournament and if they can pay
these
off.
These are the teams you really hope that will suck in the tournament.
Now let's talk about this. Like we're talking about the five biggest stories, the biggest dramas. But I want to ask you, name a year that it was like a total no out of nowhere they came through. Has that happened a lot?
Actually, last year, Connie, last year was a huge year for underdogs. If you added up the seeding,
okay,
all the way for four teams, it was 23 if you combine all the seeds. So we had a few upsets. We had an 11 seed, an 8 seed, a 3, and a 4, I believe.
So what is the seeding? That means that, like, in the beginning they were number one or they were expected to go farther and then they didn't.
There's a huge panel of experts that create a list based on the whole body of work for each individual team, and then they place them in seeding, and then they place them in regions, and they go from there.
So what are the biggest stories? What are the ones we need to really be watching right now?
Well, I think locally we already discussed Nevada not making it, and they're playing in the NIT, which is a great opportunity for the seniors.
They actually play tomorrow night, don't they?
Yeah, I believe so. They'll play in Tulsa, Oklahoma against Oral Roberts. Great opportunity for the seniors to win a championship. I think anytime you can leave winning a championship, it's a great opportunity. So good luck to Nevada. Moving on, we got Kentucky, who's been number one all year. They have a really talented squad. Interesting thing about Kentucky, they have three potential lottery picks in the NBA this year, which is just a phenomenal number. And it goes against the old argument of having players that are really talented only stay for 1 year versus experienced squads, which may have juniors and seniors who have been with the program for 4 years.
How does that work with certain schools? How are they able to do that? How is a school like Kentucky able to keep their players for, say, the full 4 or 5 years?
Well, it's a little tougher for Kentucky than it is most schools because Kentucky really doesn't have to go out and recruit kids called Kentucky because they want to go and play for Coach Calipari. So when they do get those freshmen, a lot of times he know they're one and done. I mean, they're that good where they play 1 year and then he doesn't try to hold them back. He tells them, go on and make millions of dollars. And that's what they have right now with this roster. But I think this team this year is better than the team that he's had in the past couple of years. I think this team here has every ingredient that it takes to win a national championship.
For the NCAA, obviously we've talked about this year, the players that are playing their hearts out, and a lot of these guys are seniors. This may be it for them. But for the coaches, too, it's a challenge. Like you were saying, Ethan, you may have a guy for 2 years and then they're gone, almost like with the Bighorns. You know, they're going to be called up. Is that part of the challenge of being in this tournament as well?
Oh, yeah. These coaches, I mean, coaches' egos are bigger than players' egos. So these coaches want to prove and show that they're the best coach, not just in the tournament, but in the country, period. So, I mean, that's part of the challenge to be able to rebuild and also groom these young guys each and every year and try to get them to buy into what you're trying to do.
Okay, so if we're thinking about brackets here, and we're talking about dumb and dumber here, putting together our brackets, Connie looking for the best uniforms, Trey looking for the dudes with the most tattoos.
Yeah, who would you recommend? I guess I'm going Baylor, right? Because I want the flashy uniforms.
Yeah, Baylor's going for uniforms.
Baylor's got flashy uniforms and a lot of tattoos.
Oh, but they got both. We could go for that, Trey.
Yeah.
All right,
but you know what I said last year, though. At the end of the day, the team that's got the most blacks on the roster is going to win.
That's what I was going to say. I like that.
We're glad that you said that.
White guys, bet against them.
Well, speaking of mid-majors and some white guys playing basketball, we got Murray State, Wichita State, Creighton, and Temple are some of my sleepers, some of the mid-major conferences that are great shooting teams, maybe high free throw percentage. Lots of experience, not as many NBA players, but they play really well as a team. A lot of Midwest schools on that list, you see.
And then what about, like, Duke? Like, Duke, I've always – where are they at this year?
Duke this year, it's funny you should mention that, Connie. I see them as a huge liability as a two-spot. They're playing a Notre Dame team maybe in the second round, and then they're going to eventually square off with Baylor. Duke has lost at least 4 or 5 NCAA teams this year, one of them including Temple. Temple beat
and
Duke.
And what color are their uniforms?
Dukes?
Yeah.
They're blue and white.
They're kind of royal blue and white.
Okay.
Basic.
basic goal. They're not going fluorescent. They're not trying to freak anybody out.
And they're not going far in this tournament either.
Not at all.
Not a lot of black guys on the team?
Well, no. Yeah, they got a couple brothers, but they're the lighter shade. They didn't quite go to the Amistad black. The real black side. So. You know, you got to get a couple of Amistad brothers on your team if you want a chance.
My name is Trey Valentine. I'd like to disassociate myself with the state.